The South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, has told the High Court in Pretoria how several NGOs struggled to take care of mentally ill patients who were transferred from Life Isidimeni by the Gauteng Health Department. The High Court in Pretoria is hearing an inquest into the deaths of at least 144 mentally ill patients who died after the department terminated its contract with Life Isidimeni Group in 2015 due to financial constraints. Patients were then transferred to ill-equipped facilities around the province, where most died from neglect and hunger between March and December 2016. Some went missing and remain unaccounted for. An arbitration into the matter by former Deputy Chief Justice Dikgang Moseneke found there was a lack of accountability by senior health officials. SADAG Operations Director Cassie Chambers says they were inundated with calls from concerned NGOs.
Well, they weren't able to provide the basic needs to these patients, whether it be shelter, just having warm clothes and blankets. It was also in winter, but also just food and medication. We had heard of reports of patients having to share meds, caregivers not having transport to get patients to hospitals or clinics. A lot of the patients had also arrived without their medication. The NGOs didn't know what kind of illnesses they had.
And Western